Hey, shalom to everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, good Chodesh. That's Menashe. I don't see Eli. Eli's there? No, okay. Fine. Tov. We're on the Fresh Pevov. We put the two sugyas on the table. We have the sugya of Hanhogas HaMishpat. That's the world we know. It's Chav Oynesh. That's the world that Kodesh Baruch Hu created for us because he wants us to earn the schar. The good, the reward that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us, he wants us to earn that. He doesn't want it to be for free. And therefore, there's a world of schar v'enesh. There's a schar, it's called an Hanhogas HaMishpat. On the other hand, there's a, right on the other side of the spectrum, there's a understanding that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world's going to be matzliach. By the way, Hanhogas HaMishpat, whatever happens, there's tolu on us. That's our world. Lo b'shamayim. We make or break. On the other hand, Akash Baruch has a bigger plan, and that plan has to succeed. And therefore, there's a thing called the Anogasa Yichud. And Anogasa Yichud ensures that whatever happens, everything's going to go where it's got to go in the end, and everything's going to be fine. Now, those are two mutually exclusive constructs.
It doesn't mean that the first one won't happen, and then the other one afterwards.
Let's see. Let's see how they come together. First, you have to understand each one separately. And then we'll put them back and see how they function together. So what we're going to do now is do the difficult job, looking at each one independently and saying, okay, I understand this one, that's fine. Problem is you're trying to put them together and say these two have to function together. So that's what we're going to do today. Mizug shtei hanhogos elu hayne avoda kasha. To mix these two things together is very hard. It's like mixing oil and water. It just doesn't that unmix. But we have to mix them because they're not functioning separately. They're functioning together. So let's see how that works. Shtei hanhogos elu emes hayn. Obviously, both these systems are emes. Ulam. Hamizug b'neihem. Hamizug b'neihem. Meivelit laptot kasheh b'yoisa. Joining them together and seeing how they work together creates a lot of difficulties, doubts. But it's something that every Ben Aliyah, oh, it was just Oile, yeah, the Bnei Aliyah. The Bnei Aliyah, we're talking about you guys. Well, they're davening. Yeah, but we started before they finished. So. If they finish, we can go inside. I don't mind. Just. Yeah, until they finish and they have a drosha and whatever. Yeah, we'll learn, yeah. We just started, we did this yesterday. We just started the joining together of these two hanhogas. Mitzarechad yudi chai, rak im hanhogas ha-mishpat, v'yodah shekol o'il ha-munach kev'yochu b'yodav shelo, k'mo shama kodesh bohu, l'ad emission, ten dait k'shot t'kalva, if a yid would live solely with hanhogas ha-mishpat, and he would know that the entire world rested purely on his shoulders, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, please pay attention that you don't destroy my world. Don't destroy my world. So that's Tolu Kef. That's Tolu on us. It's called a Sid Reish Pei Vav. It's called a tidur who kovaya by myself. Everything that's going to happen, you determine by your deeds. The steer kala who ma'abed es olamo, ze pacharatzum, the smallest veering off the correct path, a person can lose his whole olam. So that's another samishpat. Ulam yacharim zois, yesh le mazeg es hanogos ha'yichud ha'pulos. Now you have to mix in and dilute with that. Hang on, say yichud. Israel al Israel. End of the day, a Jew, no matter what he does, at the end of the day, he's a yid, and all the tochas that come to a yid, he has. If lo yiloi is a betochen, ki yesh misha doiglo, ki lo yipul the gamre. If he doesn't have the betochen, that someone's taking care of him, and he won't fall completely. Who alu bekalut yipul baatzvus, baatzbanut. First, can hit rock bottom and he can become depressed and miserable. And like we said right in the beginning, the whole problem we have, all the suffering, all the difficulties, the chubu we have is because of the lack of simcha v'tuv levav. Doesn't mean we're not happy. They're all pshat. Simcha v'tuv levav is an amok thing. And it's rooted in the fact that I know that I'll be successful. If a person thinks no matter what I'm going to do, I'm a failure, nothing's ever going to work, then he becomes depressed, and he becomes miserable, and he doesn't see any success in his life, and he thinks he's blown it, because that's what Hanogah Samishpat says. You destroyed my world, Hashem says. Hanogah Yichud said, someone's taking care of it, someone's got your back.
And we compare this one with the Ishtadlut we make, but we know it's not connected with the result.
That's Ishtadlus. Oh, okay, so that's, okay. There, the Chaim Soloveitcher says, there's things where you have Ishtadlus that has nothing to do with the outcome, yeah. And then you have things that's kulu connected to the outcome. Yeah. When it comes to mitzvah, when it comes to your bechira, you're fully responsible. That's a big discussion, that. That's a big discussion. I'll give you one well-worn example of what I'm talking about. I take out a gun and I aim it at someone, I pull the trigger. And the bullet hits him and kills him. So I killed him or not?
Yeah. Yes.
No? That person was going to die anyway. The person that fell was a faller. He was already chased by his Bereshit. He was supposed to die in that place at that time from a bullet. So therefore, I made Ishtadlus, what you're calling Ishtadlus. I did something that's wrong. I pulled the trigger. But the fact that he got a bullet or whatever, I didn't pull the trigger, someone else would have killed him. So Basoch HaKol, I never killed him. That's an old discussion dilemma. What's the classic approach? I'm responsible not to do things that Hashem told me not to do. If Hashem didn't want this guy to die, you could put the gun in his mouth and pull the trigger, the gun won't go off. But you're going to have to give the cheshbon why you pulled the trigger. The fact that the gun didn't go off, you don't get any prizes for that. The minute you stop doing what you're supposed to do or not supposed to do, you're now responsible. What happens after the
lokoshul? Why don't we call it chayv miso?
He may not be chayv miso in this world, because in order to be chayv miso in this world, you need a dead body and you need aidim and all sorts of technical problems.
Why don't we call it chayv miso? It should be chayv the pu'ulot that result in.
That's what we call it. Chayv miso. Okay, I'm not going into that once again. I'm just dealing with his one question. I'm just saying, there's certain things that your bechira, you're responsible for your bechira decision, and the outcome's got nothing to do with you.
Then you kill the guy.
But once again, we're talking about panos and whatever. This is not called ishtadlut. This is called using your bechira.
They're not responsible.
That's what I just said. The chumash of the father up into different categories. There's things where you have to have betochen and know that it's going to happen anyway, and you have to make ishtadlut for it. Even if you have to make ishtadlut, not connected with ishtadlut and the outcome. In dvarim shebaruchnias, there's a deep connection between your ishtadlut. Call it ishtadlus and the outcome. That's called your bechira. You're responsible for what you do. But the ultimate result, the minute you do tshuva for whatever, then it's nothing to do anymore. There was the kid that drowned in the swimming pool.
Right. So I'm having a hard time. There's no difference between aiming a gun at the guy and shooting him and the kid that died in the swimming pool. At the end of the day.
Well, there's a difference because the one might be premeditated, the other one was negligent.
Yeah,
I mean, leaving out the kavanas. I left the pool open. My negligence had caused the child's death. The same as you were pulling a gun. You were shooting a gun, whatever. And your negligence caused somebody to get killed. Lichoyer, it's the same thing.
So
I really don't want to get into this discussion. So this is the last question on the subject. Because it's not our subject.
My point is, I'm going to pull this trigger. It was everything for the 10th gun down. I wasn't supposed to die for that.
Correct. Shouldn't that be chayv misa? Yeah, you can't be chayv misa, because there's certain requirements. In Shemaim, for sure, they're going to deal with you now. They're going to deal with you. I don't know. That's what I said. I'm not the cheshbon and Shemaim are going to be there. So it's a difficult shtickle in the chayv misa of obviously. There are three stages. A person has to have a rotson, and then he has to plan it, and then he has to do it. The first two are his responsibility. The third thing is not his responsibility. That means you want to buy a lulav. So you want to buy a lulav, and you do all the plans to get a lulav. But by the end of the day, the lulav never arrived before Yom Tov. You did everything you could. More than that, you can't do. How that works on the negative, it's still difficult to be there. That's a big discussion, not our discussion. I just wanted to pick up the status point. When you're dealing with ruchnias, you can't say, well, I did my status in Okoshua line. At a certain point, you can. You did everything you could. Now you can't do any more. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, we're talking klali. You're responsible for everything. Your Lama Ba is going to look exactly the way you built it. And if you messed up, you're in a lot of trouble. So you have a look and you say, oh, I'm not learning and I don't daven so well and I'm doing avodas and I got such an assignment with my Yaitohara and I'm blah, 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 blah. Was nigmali, I need, you know, what do I need to look for? What, no, I told you, I warned you of the danger. Let's see, we're trying to mix them together. With such an EUD, I need to look for a chair there.
Yeah, but it's I stay while working.
But you're not working then, we're having fun. Why don't we just go inside?
Yeah.
Come on, we've got 15 minutes. We'll be more comfortable inside now. Let's go inside, Rabbi. But actually, we're going inside. 1 second.
What have I missed? Because I wouldn't be able to.
So you'll get the recording and you'll listen to it. This is the most important thing you'll ever learn, and we're learning it with all these distractions. Okay. I can't go. Slowly. You'll get the recording and you'll listen to it.
Again, my computer doesn't.
Again, if you look at each of these two anagas separately, each one is understandable and we can deal with them. The problem is when you try and mix them together, you run into trouble. So we said, what's the problem? What do you need a nachas yichud for? Just live with a nachas hamishpat. The problem with that is a person can, in a nachas hamishpat, a person can fail terribly. His entire life chachzili could have been a waste of time, and he can feel that and become completely despondent and give up, completely just throw in the towel because call me kraya, I'm not going anywhere. So then there's a thing called Anagasa Yichud. Anagasa Yichud comes along and tells you, Kodesh Baruch Hu's running this business. This is not going to go bankrupt. You've got nothing to worry about. That's the stira, right? So then, okay, fine. I'll just live with Anagasa Yichud. Who needs the suffering and difficulties of living with Anagasa Mishpat? I live in Anagasa Yichud. Which is why we're learning this, because that's the danger. Mitzad Sheni Yehudi Ein Yochol Lichyot Rak Al Pi Anagasa Yichud. A person can't just live in Anagasa Yichud. Loves me. I'm Hashem's only child, right? Whatever I do, he'll take care of me, right? I don't have to worry. I'll carry on living my life, doing whatever I want. They don't know that Hashem's got me, he'll take care of me. I'm fine, everything's okay with me. Shalom is with me because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, fine. Zu anoga shehi hefach al ha-Torah. That's the hefach of kol ha-Torah kulo. And hoga, but attitude like that is like I said yesterday, you just stepped out of reality. If no shaykh is to Torah, you're not the Torah's gomo. HaKodesh Baruch Hu metzava reitze shiudi yechrai al maisa v'yidaktek v'hem. HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants a person to take responsibility for his actions, his thoughts, his words. You're responsible for your life. You have to be careful with it. Tre'im lo kei shuv yeschor in echshav l'nehmer de kisufa. If you're going to live in an August of Yichud, you've denied the entire purpose of the Bria. Because the Bria was there to give you an opportunity to earn the good. Because if you get it for nothing, it's lo shaveh. So it's a stirim in Ayobay. Anagasa Yichud is the antithesis of what the world was created for. So now I don't know what's going on. Anagasa Yichud is the antithesis of what the world was created for. Because the world was created in order that you should have Bechira, that you should be able to earn the Schar. Anagasa Yichud says, no, you don't have to earn it. I'll give it to you for nothing. So what happened to Namid the Kazufa? What happened to Bread of Shame? The whole Bria was created to avoid the problem of Bread of Shame. Anagasa Yichud said, you get it for nothing, don't worry. Hashem loves you, cares for you, everything's fine. Whatever you do is all right. I warned you, the people that learn that's where people, they learn, They learn the sugya and they got living. And obviously, yichud. They do extremely terrible avodas of one mitzvah. I'm like, who said it? Because Hashem loves me. You say, Simon, how many reasons you carry on? No, how does it work in the Christian world? God has terrible avodas. He comes to the galachli who's sitting behind the shield. He says, Father, forgive me for our sin. The father says, put some money in the box, you know, grease my palm, put some money in the box, and you're forgiven, off you go. You ever heard a galach turning around to someone saying, you know, that's the third time you've been here this month. Maybe you want to do something about the problem. Then maybe we can, you know, send you to someone. Maybe we can, you know, we can help you. You ever heard of such a thing? You ever seen like that in a movie once with a galach turns around and says, you know, I see you come, you have a problem. Maybe I can help you. You ever never seen that in your life, eh? God keeps coming back and putting money in the pot and giving.
I've seen the one where he had didn't have change for 20. Said, go do it again.
Go do it. Oh, good. So I'm saying, no, but us, we came in this world to work. We came in this world to fix up our problems. We came in this world to earn the reward through schar neinish, through bechira. Now you're telling me, no, it's all sarnas. You will take care of everything. Okay. So we're back to not really understanding what's going on here. When they're separate, it's fine. I don't have a problem when they each live separately in their own worlds. I live down here in an August. Amishpat, Hashem's got his cheshbonos up there, lokosh alai. But we got to mazeg them. The chapter is called mizug, how you join them together, the lopashut. So you can't live in an August a yichud alone, and nobody will survive an August a mishpat alone. So you need both. Fine. So we have to work out how to deal with it.
Guys, they don't keep anything. They're not interested. And we told them to have to know their customers. And now we can see, you know, he's going to be there anyway. So, no reason to hate him for it.
Don't know. Where the Torah says you have to hate somebody, you have to hate one. So, don't say it's also to hate you, it's also to hate. Given apikoiras, there are not too many apikosim walking around, I promise you. Bring me a real live apikoiras today. Ooh, you struggle to find one. Given apikoiras, you have to know what's going on, first of all. Because it's not somebody who just doesn't know what's going on, and therefore he's a that's not Apikoros. That's Tenek Shnishba, that's whatever. I'm not a Apikoros. Somebody else really knows what he's doing. I've met a live Apikoros once. I don't know his Apikoros because the Rav Paskin is in Apikoros. I'm a Psakaloka that is called Apikoros. So now I know I met a real live Apikoros. But this guy's a Rosh Koilel. He's a Chosh of a Talmud Chochah. He's a Talmud Chochah. You can't, if you're not a Rosh Koilel, you can't be an Apikoros. To be an Apikoros, you have to know a lot of Torah to otherwise you're just in a marriage. You just don't know. You guy living there in Tel Aviv or whatever, he's not a Apikoros. But he doesn't believe in the 13 principles of faith. This guy's an Apikoros. If you ask him, he'll tell you he's a tzaddik. If you ask him, he'll tell you he's a tzaddik. By the way, if you walk into a room and there's two people sitting there, you want to know who the tzaddik is and who the rosh is. The guy who says he's a tzaddik, is he the tzaddik? No. Usually the guy who tells you he's not a tzaddik is the tzaddik. And the guy says he's a tzaddik. No, this guy will tell you he's a tzaddik. He'll tell you he's right. He'll tell everybody else that's wrong. Yeah. Law. If he would admit he's an apikoris, he'll stop being apikoris. No? The minute he admits he's an apikoris, he stops being an apikoris.
Sure.
You know, so I'm saying, I was zoicher, Rahman al-Islam, to know an apikoris. It can be embarrassing sometimes because if there's only 10 of you in the room, and he's one of them for minyan, and people don't know, they start saying, you have to tell the chazan that there's no minyan yet.
Whoa.
He's not mitzaref to minyan. So I try to avoid those situations. It's the law there's there, but you have to. If he gets called up for an aliyah, the gabba gives him an aliyah, and you're the balkoyer, you're not allowed to lay. Walk away, can't lay. You can lay himself for it.
Without shaming somebody in public.
It's an apikoros, you have a chiyuv to hate it. You know, all these things you have to don't take this on yourself. You know, this is you have to ask Charlotte. But I'm just saying that
there is something good about you. Can't
No, you've crossed the red line. You can't rely on ignorance anymore. Because you know enough not to be too rebelled. You don't teach Shanishpa anymore. You know the thing called Torah, and you know that there's mitzvah, you know there's Torah, and there's Zakhozoch. You choose when I'm Aris, that's your problem. You'll get stuff. But you come and you learn and you're doing, and no. You know, any mamim ben mishleim, there's a baroi lam, and all the consequences of the baroi lam. Sorry. Fine. Good. Let's just stay focused here. There's sugimot kashir. The bim lacheres. Nitin loimer, kishtei anogas eilu, mebias lishnei sugi yachas, imaboyris barach la'ava v'yira. Let's try and put this in other words that are maybe a bit more familiar with us, and we'll see how we can try and get to an understanding of these. We'll see when we start the next tickle we do will be we start dealing with by solution or by sheni. You'll see how this manifested in the two chobonos, and a by shlishi will be the ultimate mizug of these two things. First of all, let's put it into the category of what we know and we're familiar with. That's called Ava V'Yira. Now, Ava V'Yira are not two separate worlds. They're very close to each other. Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem are very hard to tease apart. You know that. Ava Hashem and Yira Hashem are almost impossible to separate. They're very, very similar. Very similar. Let's see. Anoga Samishpat Kashurla Yira. Shrekol Masecha B'Seif Nichtovim. That's understood. Anoga Samishpat is Yira. Yira Hashem. Everything's written down. There's Din V'Cheshbon. You're responsible. Everything you do, Hashem is going to put on the scales and on the microscope, and you're going to have to give din v'cheshbon for that. Zuhu yachas shel yira. That's the relationship we have with Hashem through a thing called yira. Mishenema al tavo b'mishpat imanu ki lo yitzadek lefone kol chay. Please don't bring me to mishpat, Hashem, because no living being can withstand your judgments. Mitzad sheni, anoga say yichudu anoga shelava. Hanogas HaYichud is what's called Hanogas of Ava. What does he mean? Person thinks, Ani Ben Yochid. I'm Hashem's only child. Kol Olam Kulo Nivra Bishvili. Right? Chayev Adam Leimet Kol Yoy. Today is another day. So you said it, you have to say it. Bishvili Nivra Olam. V'kosh Baruch Hu Ohev Oti Ubi Tlui Tachlis Kol HaBriah. And in me is the entire fruition of the Briah. Entire, what's the word? Success of the Briah. It's Tolubi. So on the one hand, there's Din V'Cheshbon and Mishpat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge you and punish you and reward you for every little thing you did, okay? And there's a ganze Marechet there. But such Shani, Hashem loves me. Ani Bli B'Chori Hashem, I'm Hashem's favorite only child, and he loves me, and there's an unconditional love. Shalot Tolu Anamaisim. Ave V'Yiren Shtei Hargosha Soishe Zuezu. They're not completely different things, because I said they're very similar, but they're different sides of the same coin. And they also contradict each other. How do you mix these two agoshas together? It's complete responsibility. If you mess up, you're going to get whacked. You can even mess up at Kedai that you don't even get to Gan Eden, God forbid. Mitzad Sheni, Hashem loves me unconditionally, and he's going to make sure that I'm Matzliach. That's Ava. How do you live with Ava and Yira at the same time? It's very hard. Zu sugya lo kala klal. This is not an easy sugya. V'nishtalu b'sata d'shmaya leber oto lehemshech. And I will try, as we go ahead, to try and explain this. Okay. Divrei Chachomim. Oy le kichoysa mizug b'in shtei amidas ha'eli hu ashe ichribes b'is ha'migdash. You know, so you'll tell me, listen, I understand an Ogas HaMishpat. I understand an Ogas HaYichud. An Ogas HaMishpat's my world. I'm prepared to take that on as my responsibility. I'll deal with that. And Hashem will take care of an Ogas HaYichud. Don't make your problems mine, Hashem. I've got enough problems with an Ogas HaMishpat. You deal with an Ogas HaYichud, yeah? We're going to see from Chazal that the lack of mixing these two Anhogas was what caused the two Chobonos of the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not so simple to just back and say, Hashem, you know what? I'll deal with Mishpat and you'll deal with Yichud and I'm not getting involved. You'll see, it's not chashuv that we know how to deal with both of these, because if not, that's what caused the Chuban Beis HaMikdash, and we're trying to stop the Chuban. So let's see what he means. If you understand this from the two Batei Mikdash, you have enormously new kalim to how to deal with a lot of these difficulties, how to live with these seemingly contradictory systems. Bais Rishon Chai Amisol B'Madrega Sa'ava. Bais Rishon was Ava Sashem. Toike Rotsuf Ava. Unbroken, undefinable Ava. Hama Yekosh Shkuyim B'Ava Sashem Ashelo Nitlu Libam L'Katanos. They were so involved with Ava Sashem that the little things became irrelevant. You know, when someone's in love, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, little things don't bother him because Yeah, he's Meshuggah in love. You can't talk to the guy. That's what happened to Klal Yisrael. What's the consequence of that? That's what happened. No, it arrived at the end. It never starts with big. It starts with small things, and then eventually it came to those three big things. It didn't start with Gilurah, Shvichas, Dom, and Gora. They didn't wake up and say, you know what, let's do the three Gemurahs. No, they were taken with Avos Hashem and unconditional love and Dveikus to Hashem. And then they started in ignoring a little thing, and then it grows and grows and grows. Now, if someone's giving up smoking, the Yetzirah never comes in with a packet of cigarettes and says, yeah, smoke a packet of cigarettes. Just one puff. What does the Yetzirah want? He doesn't want one puff, he wants the whole packet. But if he can get you have the first puff, he's already got the packet. But it got in the end to those three things. We're trying to show you the consequences of living in an Ochas HaYichud. If you live only in Ochas HaYichud, you'll come to the three I warned you right at the beginning. I said, if you get this wrong, you're in a lot of trouble. That's what happened for Bais Rishon. No, you won't figure out it. No. You think that Hashem loves me so much. No, what I do. Oh, that. It's unconditional love. It's unconditional love. Wow, I'm involved in Heilige Sachen. I'm wearing two pairs of tefillin and I'm very frum and I'm fasting all day and I need more and more room. And therefore, Hashem loves me, whatever. Ah, what about the fact that you insulted your friend and you embarrassed him? No, Hashem will forgive me. I call myself a photo. I'm using extreme examples. You'll kill a few people along the way. They weren't going around just murdering people in the street. Murder can be more subtle than that as well. About Azorah, Gilorias. Hey, my Yakosha Queen by Avasat Shem Achelon, Nikol Libam the Katanois. The Tetomikach and the Gil, the Gimel Gomuris. The Sairim Shesopsa for Gorish Borevo Tavim Hololeir. Are you doing this? You understand what the consequences of your Veras are? Hashem loves me. I'll call Beseda. Hashem will forgive me in the end. Don't be said. Hashem loves me. His love will override. Mikdash Rishon mitnei Masha Chorav mitnei Shleishet Vorim Shoyu Bo Varazor Gilu Raz Shichas Domim Chatoim Gedolim Vatsumim Hain Sham. Big, awesome, horrific Averus. Roshoyim Ayu. Mamash Roshoyim. Somebody's involved in the Gimel Chomor. It's called Rosha. Rosha. Ele Shetolu Bitchoinem Bakorish Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Yuma says that we're foolish. Learned of test. Those who learned of January that week or 2 weeks ago we saw that. Rishoyim ayu. Ela shetolu bitchoinam b'korish bochu. But they're talking Hashem. Kofas Hashem. I know I did these terrible things. Come on. Tatele, no. Real, proper ava, not. Hem bitzuya veres chamurais. Ach belibam pnima im choshu es goyde la ava v'kiva l'Hashem is parok. We're doing telebit of virus. Don't ask me how you do this. I'm just what the Gemara says. They were doing terrible avarice, but in the depths of their hearts, there was an ava there that burnt like flames of ava. Genuine ava. They were living in Anogos HaYichud. You see that? You see what that's called, living in Anogos HaYichud? It's very important that you understand. You can be doing the worst avarice in the world, and you find because the unconditional love that Hashem has for you and the love you have for Hashem will override everything. Because that's what ava does. And that's what Anogos HaYichud says it does. It's not that they were living in Shechem. They were just living in the wrong world. In that world, it's truth. Ava does override. But what are you doing living in that world alone? What happened to Anogos HaMishpat? Well, what happened to the 13 principles of faith? What happened to Schav HaInesh? What happened to Bechira? What happened to the whole purpose of the deal? Chumam Bais Rishon. Kegelet Karten Mufana. Little child, he allows himself to do all sorts of things that he knows he's not allowed to do. Yeah. He knows his father loves him without any bounds. He knows his father's not going to do anything to him because his father loves him. He may get a flick on his ear, he may get a bit of but it's a shaveh. The love that Hashem has for us will override a kol yeh b'seder. Kol yeh b'seder. Hem lo yalu b'daitcho ki titochen metzias shebeis hamikdash chas v'chalil yechorech. They never musag that the Beis Hamikdash, when Yirmiyahu came and told them the Beis Hamikdash is going to destroy it, they tried to kill him. Why did they try to kill him? Because they didn't like the message? No, it must be much deeper than that. You're talking about the love that Hashem has for us? Hashem will destroy the Beis Hamikdash? You're not being curious here, Mihao. How could Hashem, whose unconditional love for us is so awesome, how could he? They were living in an August Sayyichud. In an August Sayyichud, you don't destroy the Beis Hamikdash. How can you, man, only come along and have the chutzpah to say that Hashem's gonna do such a terrible thing with you? That you're denying the Avos Hashem. Ulai. One of the pshatim you can say there, but when Yirmiyahu came to warn the people, they didn't listen. The lo yitochen, there's unconditional love. You tell the child, don't do that, because your father's going to come home, he's going to whip you, and he's going to lock you in the room for 3 days, you're not getting any food. You won't be upset because that's going to happen. He'll tell you, you're a liar, my father would never do such a thing to me. Get out of here. You're accusing my father of being a monster? Chas v'chalila. Hem lo ayu mesugalim lishmo es dvarov. They couldn't hear Yirmiyahu. Oh, wait a second. Let's lift that a bit, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Sorry. No. I said Yirmiyahu, but he's going to bring from Zechariah, because Zechariah they did kill. Yirmiyahu they tried to kill, but they couldn't. Zechariah was before. Hem lo alu b'dayt kam ki yitochen. They were so drunk with Avos Hashem, shelo ayu muchanim lishmo es. Somebody who would even mention this, they couldn't tolerate it. Because she's a Charya Novi. It Novi Kiheim. Im lo yachzuru lemuta habayis yichorev. The base is going to do tshuva. The base is going to destroy it. Im lo yimu sugolim lishmo is dvaru v'machmas goydol eish avosom es HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zbeik mitshosei. Because the awesome love they had for Hashem and the base HaMikdash. Im hogoto. I told you, Anogas Yichud can bring you to the worst of Avos. The worst of Avos. Hem Hogoto, I'll say, he's lame and lame to Chocha Kol Chamura. Sorry, I said Yirmiyahu. Thank you, Quintana and Zachariah. Yirmiyahu also was the same thing. They tried to kill him. They put him in a pit, they tried to stone him, and then they didn't kill him. But Zachariah they killed, and his blood boiled there for how long?
Yeah.
Until what's his name came along?
Who's
Nebuchadnezzar came along and wiped out everybody and then the blood stopped. Okay, all right. That's Hanogos HaYichud as it relates to Bais Rishon. We'll see Metz Hashem tomorrow. We'll deal with Bais Sheni and see how that works. And now the two have to go together so we can get Bais Shlishi back. Oh, yeah. What happened? Yeah. Menashe, you heard the end there. I don't know what happened in the end there.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, I heard everything.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Kodesh Tov.
A good chayde.